All right. It's always nice to have guests in the studio. That was the royalty with I Want You. We just started our radio station less than a month ago, and we've been playing that song and another song from the royalty called Bartender over and over again. And I'm looking at five members, each and every member of the royalty here in my studio right now. How are you guys?
Great. Thanks
Good.
For having us.
How are you?
Hi.
Doing very well. You guys are on tour, just played Fullerton or Pomona or Fontana last night or somewhere in California, right?
Yeah, we were at Fullerton. The Slide Bar. Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
It is a really cool place, actually.
Is it?
Really cool. I enjoyed it a lot.
And who were you playing with last night?
We were with Grand Tarantula, based out of San Diego.
Right.
And
on.
We were with Ben Sinister, and they're from Vancouver. We've kind of been going places together on this.
That's
past
cool,
few
making
weeks.
Rock and roll friends, if
yeah.
you will, right?
Yeah.
And this is the second tour to support the Lovers album, is that correct?
Right, that's correct.
That is correct. And first of all, how did this this band come to fruition? I'm looking at five people in the royalty, and you guys are all from El Paso, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, and where did we all meet? Was it back in the day? Was it through other bands? I imagine you guys had musical projects back in the day before you even started the royalty.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened. You know, me and Dan and Mikey and Joel, we all played in bands, you know, coming up in El Paso, you know, for years and years, and kind of ended up together, and we needed a singer, and Nicole came along, and
yeah, I wasn't really part of the music scene for a while,
right.
But then I noticed that I really liked the boys that went to the shows.
Sure.
And so I'm like, I should probably hang out there.
That's why I got into radio. I wanted to do sports talk at first, and then I realized, like, the girls don't listen to sports talk. So the music bug kind of bit me, and it was all, you know, after that. But you actually told me at a rad event in Palm Springs not too long ago that you grew up singing in the church.
I did. Yes, that's how I got most of my training, which I'm pretty thankful for, just because I got the experience at an early age, so mm-hmm. I don't get as nervous, I think, maybe for some other singers. It was good.
Right on. And now you guys are fortunate to be touring the United States the second go-around, and you're on Victory Records, who were very cool and were kind enough to actually send us a bunch of royalty merch for our listeners, but I took half of it, frankly. Yeah, some t-shirts and some vinyl. You guys were kind enough to sign some stuff, which is really cool, but how does a band like yourselves link up with Victory Records? Because when you Google Victory Records, the rest of the bands on the label don't exactly look like you guys, or the music is a little bit different, isn't it?
Yeah, they reached out to us. They found us like on a blog or something and just mm-hmm. invited us up to Chicago, where they're based out, to play for them, and they thought, you know, that they wanted us, and it just all seemed to work out. And yeah, we're not quite like a lot of the other bands, but the way they put it is that they just say they like great music, no matter what the genre is, and
right.
That's how we got together.
How have things, you wanted to add something, I'm sorry, Nicole?
Oh, no, I was just saying they kind of took a chance on us, they just kind of liked us, but I second what Dan said.
Well, so far, so good. Even before I met you guys, I heard one of the singles. I thought it was an absolute winner. Again, the royalty in studio, we're listener-supported, KX93.5. We're so new, I have to look down here and I make notes because I forget the call letters from time to time. But we want to rip into a song off the Lover's CD, and maybe you guys could perform for us if there's time. If not, no worries. I wanted to play track 5. I want to talk about the album art pretty soon as well, because none of the members of the band are actually on this thing, and it's very interesting. Track 5 is called Bottle Breaker, and it's on the record Lovers. Any thoughts before we rip into it?
Say it hit it.
I think we are going to hit it. We have to make sure the CD players work. Again, it's an indie startup. KX93.5 with a royalty in studio. Does it work? All right, you guys, we are listener-supported, community-funded KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. You just heard a song from the royalty called Bottle Breaker. That is track 5 off their debut record. I'm talking like a DJ now. the record's called Lovers, and you guys were kind enough to stop by today, all five members of the royalty. Thanks again. You guys are going to write your second record, but you're probably not having as much time to write it, correct?
Not lately, because we've been on the road pretty much all year.
Right. Well, the first record is great the whole way through, and I've seen your live shows, high energy and super fun. You guys were telling me when I ran into Jesus in Vegas You guys were
that
saying
didn't happen.
That, you guys are saying that you really, I mean, we could be candid here. We're all friends. You haven't really written anything quite yet for the next record, right?
No, not really.
That's what they talk about, like the sophomore thing.
Yeah, it's funny because a lot of these songs that we had them in the can years ago. We've been playing some of these songs for a good year or two before the record came out. So yeah, we haven't written a whole lot recently. We do have a track that we were just listening to right now in the van that we're previewing. But yeah, we're excited to go home after tour and actually just focus on writing and, you know, be away from the distractions of the road.
Right.
Luckily, I went through a breakup this
lots of material, right?
Luckily, yeah. And so yeah. I feel like I feel very creative. It's not going to be breakup songs because I refuse to do that. But I feel creative.
Sorry, that was a weird question, but I imagine you guys, for the second record, you guys are all going to get in a room and just write it all right then and there, huh?
Probably like in a couple hours.
Where was this record recorded?
It was recorded here in California, actually, in Santa Ana.
Oh, right on.
California, yeah.
I worked with Cameron Webb, great producer. We actually just met up with him and just had tacos with him down the street.
Yeah. How'd you link up with Cameron Webb, and who is that?
Cameron Webb is a music rock record producer. Works with like a lot of like who's he worked with?
Motorhead
most notably.
Oh, weird.
Lemmy.
Yeah, he has a lot of Lemmy stories. They're
amazing.
Awesome.
Are they?
Yes.
He's done some Weezer too.
Yeah, I worked with Weezer a little bit.
So this next record is not going to be recorded and written in like Joshua Tree or anything like that? Or,
No
plans for that yet.
That's what artists are doing. They'll go to a remote location and gain spirituality.
Yeah, no ranch in South Dakota or anything like that.
Nothing like that?
Yeah, no.
I want
to
do that.
I would love to do that.
Not yet.
Wyoming, I love Wyoming.
That sounds great.
Anybody you've been fortunate enough to tour with who you've become friends with?
Both these bands that we're on the road with right now are really fortunate because they're both A, really great bands, and B, really great people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been really cool. You know, we were just talking about like how we're really excited to get to the shows now because we get to see our friends play, you know, really great music and stuff. So.
How have things changed? Obviously, aside from being on the road, you know, 24/7, how have things changed from where you were before to now you guys are really a professional, you know, getting paid to do music? Is there anything you could speak on about that?
Yeah, like I definitely think that things have changed and things are a little bit easier.
Well, before you guys were all working crappy day jobs to facilitate your art at night, right?
Right.
Pretty much.
Yeah. But our day jobs weren't that bad, actually. But, you know, we've always kind of played music. And to get this opportunity to do this full time is like a no-brainer, especially this time, you know, in our lives.
All right, I want to play one more song, but I do have a question. If you guys are fortunate enough to play the Hollywood Bowl and have Paul McCartney open up for you, or something like that, or Coldplay and Adele, what would you ask for in your tour rider? This goes for each and every member of the band.
Gosh.
The royalty in studio, by the way. What do you think of our facilities here?
It's great.
It's great,
man. It is great.
It's beautiful.
You would never know. We just broadcast up and down the coastline here. This board is quite expensive, and the equipment is legit, absolutely. What was my question again?
Tour rider.
Yeah, what would you guys request?
Don't look at me first.
You know what? I just gotta say it. Like, booze and cigarettes for me. Mm-hmm. That's it.
They're expensive, too.
Yeah, they're expensive, very expensive. And,
right? You'd be getting that, right, anyway. Why not get it for free?
Yeah.
I want a PRS guitar with a dragon inlay.
Sure.
Backstage at every show.
Uh-huh. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, mine's easy. Just throw, like, a bag of peanut butter M&Ms my way, I guess.
And that's it? You're good?
Yeah.
Well, fine. Okay.
Just the brown.
This is on the record, so that's what's going to happen, right?
No, peanut butter. Not peanut. Peanut butter. The ones with peanut butter on the inside.
But no brown ones? I'm trying to think of... I'm so, like, thinking rationally here, but I know that Madonna has someone apparently pinch her nipples before she goes on stage.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
We're going there.
Might be a lie.
I
heard it from somewhere, not the best, you know, reliable source.
Well, I can definitely tell you that, like, whenever, you know, I pinch Mikey's nipples before we go on stage,
it's definitely good.
I can definitely tell that it helps his performance.
You guys
get it all the time.
I don't need a rider for that.
what would you request, you figure?
You know, I think I'd get like a back arm and head massage.
Yeah.
Good call.
That is a great.
Yeah,
good.
You're behind the drum kit every day, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I imagine you might need
a nice like hot stone massage right before I go on.
There you go. It's perfect. All right, the Royalty in Studio, listener-supported KX93.5. You guys were nice enough to sign a couple things. You signed our members wall, which was really cool. But I'm going to play track 2 off the record. It's called How I Like 'Em, unless there's a song you want to hear otherwise.
That was great.
Is that okay? All right, and then I have more fun questions, and then we'll maybe play and maybe let you go.
Nobody got my Airheads reference?
Broadcasting from the Pearl Street Studio on Pacific Coast Highway.
You ready to go surfing?
Surfing? I thought you were going to teach me how to get on the internet.
KX93.5.
Yeah. Oh, surfing on the internet. Yeah.
KX93.5.com. What you're about to hear is actual audio taken from the KX93.5 staff while constructing your new favorite FM radio station in Laguna Beach.
So far, so good. It's broadcasting.
All right, I'm back on the roof whenever you need me to move something.
Please move your hips. Would you look at that?
That's right. Those guys are running this thing. This is KX93.5.
Talking with Judy today from Laguna's Lighting Innovation.
It's Judy here from Lighting Innovation. Designing the right lighting for residential or commercial projects can be confusing. We've been serving Laguna Beach and surrounding areas since 2004. Lighting Innovation, LDC.com.
Maria D. Creations is a proud sponsor of KX93.5. Maria D. Creations has been providing invitations and more for those once-in-a-lifetime occasions in Laguna Beach since 2001. MariaDCreations.com.
Sponsorships will keep us in Laguna Beach for years to come.
Forever. Forever. Forever.
KX93.5.com/underwriting for more info. Here's more of that generational alt-rock everyone's talking about.
Listener supported KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. That was a song by The Bravery, and not The Bravery.
Whoa.
Ouch.
That sucks.
It's okay.
Sorry, guys.
We could be The Bravery.
No. You don't have your haircuts aren't as complicated. You can't be The Bravery. That was The Royalty with Bartender, a song you've heard on the airwaves here in Laguna Beach before. The Royalty is nice enough to stop by before their show in San Diego later on tonight. Now, you guys have a presence on the internet, and where can people find your music and your pictures and your things?
If they go to our Facebook, that's /The Royalty, mm-hmm. or on Instagram at The Royalty, or on Twitter @The Royalty.
Surprisingly, it's very easy to find you guys when you are Googled. You know, you think it would take you to Queen Elizabeth,
yeah.
but it doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm surprised by that too, actually.
Right? which is a good thing.
I'd be like, hey, there's, especially lately with the royal wedding and stuff, I would expect all that stuff to pop up.
But right. That was a while ago.
Yeah.
That was lately.
I lost track of time.
Right? Let me ask you this. Rather than asking you who your influences are, what's one record that you could never part with? I went through a phase when money was really tight, and I went through my CD collection, and I sold a bunch of them to Music Trader for, you know, pennies on the dollar, really. But there's, you know, Television's Marquee Moon is one of those records that I will never part with. What is it for you guys? The typical, you know, Desert Island disc question.
Beach Boys, Pet Sounds.
That's a good one. Yeah. That was a quick answer as well.
I thought about that before.
Yeah, I would have to go with Master of Puppets, Metallica. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's very kind of cool. my jam.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's a pretty recent one. It's Back to Black, Amy Winehouse.
Oh, good one. I kind of want to steal your guys's. But I guess I would go with maybe the White Album just because it's so classic.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mine's kind of recent, too. It's Beach House, Bloom.
No way.
Like, I can listen to that record if I'm, like, driving or if I, like, want to relax. Or, like, I can just listen to it at any...
That's cool. A lot of people are not familiar with that artist, that band.
Yeah. It's a good, great band.
Very dreamy.
Yeah, I love it.
Right on. Someone said Amy Winehouse. You've been compared to Amy Winehouse, your vocals, Nicole. Now, that's not something you set out to do, I imagine.
I feel very undeserving of that compliment because we all think the world of her.
Mm-hmm.
But I try not to listen to, when I'm going to go record, I try not to listen to females. I try to listen to only males because I think it would be a more interesting impression. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to bite anybody's style. But.
Do you find that when you write music, it kind of comes out with in the style of whatever you're listening to at the time or whatever's hot or whatever you just hear?
It's kind of, I think it kind of trickles in there, like it's inevitable a little bit.
Sure, I imagine so.
Yeah.
That's another silly question. That's a no-brainer, I think. I already knew the answer to that question. One more question, then we'll rip into another song, a song of your choosing from the Record Lovers. Again, the royalties in studio, KX93.5, helping facilitate artists who normally wouldn't get the exposure. We call it generational alt-rock. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that term or radio format. I haven't either. No. Actually, Tyler over there coined that phrase, and we're going to trademark it as well.
I like it.
But that's exactly where our radio station is headed, generational alt-rock, and we're happy to play bands like the Royalty. And again, dude, I think you guys know that I'm a fan. And anything you guys do in the future, I'm happy to help promote it and get you on the airwaves at the very least and do whatever I could do.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Another question was, who did the album art for the Record Lovers? Because it seems to be very morbid.
Well, the guy who did the design, his name is Sam Kaufman. And I actually got, proud of this, got myself an art director co-credit. I was helping a lot with like the art direction and stuff on that, so... I guess it was a team of three.
Well, what am I looking at here, you guys? I mean, really.
Well,
can you describe this for our listeners?
Yeah,
they're all
so the cover is like two graves. One is empty, and one has been recently filled. You know, you can take from that whatever you want. And then on the inside, it's got a bunch of like, kind of like goes through the seasons, you know, and...
There's like a fall and a winter.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the same picture, yeah.
It's heavy. Real...
It is. I think when we decided that the album name would be Lovers, we wanted to kind of offset it, not kind of put something dark to like counter it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were going with the whole dark streak, and that I think it's just so romantic because people tend to follow each other.
Mm-hmm. Not what I was expecting from the Royalty. What song do you guys want to hear next? Something off your record. We already played three of them. I Want You, we played Bartender, we played How I Like Them, I think.
I like Please Lie.
Please Lie?
Yeah.
Please Lie is track three. All right, we're going to do that right now. Anything you want to touch on before we get into this, you guys?
That's fine.
Wait, did I botch that? Let's start it over. It's the birth pangs of a new radio station, you guys. By the way, if we were on commercial radio, they would never let me stop down the radio station just to talk to anybody, really. But we could do things here little bit differently. That's right. Laguna's only FM, KX93.5 with the Royalty in studio. Let's give it a go.
change everything? Or can't you wait till I tell you that I'm ready? Please lie. Please lie. Please lie. Please lie.
Oh, you guys. All right, that was track 3 off the Royalty CD called
Letters.
No, the song's called Please Lie.
Oh, the song's called Please Lie.
Yeah, that's what we were aiming for. You guys, thanks so much for being here, all five of you. I'm sure I'll run into you at some sort of industry event in the future, as per usual. Anything you wanted to touch on to the general public before we kind of wrap it up here? Anything you wanted to say to people out there who might not be familiar with the music of the Royalty quite yet?
Yeah, just check us out on Facebook. Check us out at theroyalty.net. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter and all that. So
come to a show.
Come to a show. Live.
Sorry, what?
Come to a show near you.
Coming to a town near you?
Yeah.
We're also on Spotify, and so you can listen to the record there.
Yeah. Right on. I imagine you guys are on Pandora, too.
We are.
I wonder what artists would come up if you type in, like, the Royalty Pandora.
I have no idea.
I don't either.
I don't know.
We're also excited because we're on those Touch Tunes jukeboxes that they have.
Yes,
now.
That was something that we.
That's kind of cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
those are the overpriced juice
boxes.
Yeah,
like a giant iPod on the wall would you swipe. Yeah,
it's really cool. Well, all right, you guys. Tonight, San Diego at Bar Pink on University and 30th. I know the area well. Just can't say enough good things about you. We're going to wrap it up right here. Again, the Royalty in studio. Laguna's only FM. We're KX93.5. I can't get enough of that, you guys.
KXRM Laguna Niguel. Laguna Beach. Laguna's only FM.